For this recording, you will be touching yourself, so please prepare by making sure you have ready access and are somewhere you can watch pornography. Some recordings might be better with your eyes closed, but for this one, porn, with the sound off please, will very likely enhance things. You may also consider watching a slideshow of your favorite images, or watch a Tumblr slideshow. I strongly recommend one with captions. The website I use to watch Tumblr as a slideshow is www.tumview.com. And if you don't know any hot Tumblr feeds, maybe start with mine, S in my H. This recording is what you might consider a jerk-off encouragement recording. For those of you unfamiliar with the term gooning, it is a sort of erotic mind control, more along the lines of brainwashing than hypnosis. You masturbate to porn, allowing yourself to continuously come close to orgasm, but back off, relax, and then resume. You edge like this for hours, allowing the porn to brainwash you, which it does. Keep your eyes focused on the screen and your hands on yourself. Going deeper is a matter of time, experience, and most importantly, willingness. Your cock is the key to deeper gooning, and all you really need is right between your legs. Use your hands to explore how you like your cock to be touched, and practice edging attentively so you get to know your sexual self. Once you feel you truly know your sexual self, you will just need to make time for your gooning sessions. When you're gooning, you need to treasure every second of it and give yourself approval and congratulations for being there doing it. Feel the wonders of gooning and make sure you're aware that you made that happen. Gooning is about your penis and you, your orgasmic sensations and you. So do not be shy to feel the amazing feeling of being you. It's a bit narcissistic, but it's healthy. You soon realize that you're turning off the world around you. And the moments you are lost in yourself feeling sexual bliss are the dead giveaway that you are deeper and deeper. Porn offers a kind of supernormal stimuli our brains are extremely susceptible to. If we are hardwired to mate, porn gives us an endless supply of partners, an endless supply of different acts, extreme novelty. This is a huge dopamine rush, and as you may have heard, the neurotransmitter dopamine is the basis for all human motivation. Think about how motivating it can be to keep watching porn, especially reinforcing it with these feelings of pleasure. I do hope you're touching yourself, even just a little bit. Getting started as you watch. The thing with porn is that we become desensitized to the same thing after a while and see greater and greater novelty. Vanilla porn leads to kinkier porn, then to greater extremes. Not necessarily all at once, but the more you watch. And when you keep jerking off, but edging so you don't come, you continuously build up more and more to a really huge orgasm, then keep backing off. It seems you enter a kind of trance. Your brain turns off, so you can really focus on the sensations. And you stare and just keep stroking. The people and activities on the screen work into your subconscious, bypassing your thinking mind, so that you become socialized to it, your perception becoming that everyone is this way, that we live in a kind of porn world. You just stare and stroke and edge and goon, let your brain shut off, become hypnotized by porn, socialized to porn, to exist as part of this porn world where you are uninhibited and receptive to everything. Everyone you meet has a face you easily imagine in porn. You can imagine how they'd look. You go through your day imagining doing creepy things like caressing an ass of someone standing nearby or offering oral to someone inappropriate for you. The more gooning you do, the more these thoughts seem to constantly riddle through your mind. Everywhere you are, everyone you come in contact with, porn world is all around you. And yet, you only ever behave appropriately, and hold in your arousal so you can come home and get to jerking off. You better be jerking off, but don't come. Keep it steady. You approach it a little, but then back off. The goal is to keep this going. Keep gooning. Slip deeper into a gooning trance. Watch the screen. See them and all the fun they're having. Watch them and know with 100% certainty you would do anything they wanted if only you could join in too. You'd kiss their feet or take sloppy seconds. Maybe, if you've been gooning for a while and desensitized yourself to normal porn, maybe you're into kinkier shit and would willingly do much more. You'll find your own path, but it's common in the community to find a normal progression. Many men begin with fantasies of being hypnotized by a compelling stranger. It can be hot imagining a strong, dominant man in control. He makes you suck his cock and lick his ass. Perhaps has you worshipping feet. But then you keep desiring greater and greater extremes. Maybe you begin imagining him tying you up, flogging you, shouting at you, erotically choking you. Submission may lead to chastity, with your cock locked in a cage, going longer and longer between orgasms, if he ever lets you come again. Maybe he just keeps you around to wait on him hand and foot, and to have his way with your ass. Have you ever tried anal after several weeks into chastity? This may be the only way to ever come. There is something very sexy about a man treating you this way, doing this to you. The vulnerability you feel, him holding your key for safekeeping, teasing and denying you, making you suck his dick or using you anally, all while keeping you horny and frustrated. Keep stroking, edging, teasing yourself, and staring at the porn on the screen, mindlessly, without judgment, simply taking in, allowing your subconscious to absorb it all. Keep nodding as you stroke. A guy starts out maybe watching blowjob porn, but goes from watching one guy suck another's cock to watching a different guy suck too. Porn is artistic and beautiful. Crave greater and greater novelty. Maybe this leads to watching glory hole or gangbang porn, or perhaps a foray into transgender. The search terms aren't politically correct. You search out shemale or tranny or sissy. But then there's these beautiful women and some have cocks. And it's very different watching women and cocks without seeing any men around, or watching a guy suck a dick through a glory hole where it could be anyone on the other side. Old, young, fat, hot, hunk, the man's boss, or even his twin brother. Or watching a cute college guy suck four or five large cocks, all jockeying for attention in his face, which is friendly and enthusiastic. We get desensitized to the porn we start with. Your desire to serve a more dominant man can lead to being locked into chastity or made to cross-dress and act sissy for straight men. Maybe it leads to fantasies of cuckoldry, watching your partner with someone else, getting so turned on imagining them together, seeing them together, wanting to see your partner enjoy himself. Ride the edge. Masturbating. Continuously bringing yourself to the edge of orgasm. Almost to ejaculation, but easing off the last possible moment and pausing until the sensations subside slightly, then surging ahead to the brink of orgasm once again. Repeating this pattern again and again for as long as one can manage, increasing your pleasure exponentially. Keep seeking out ever more extreme pornography. Let your fantasies become more kinky and depraved. Watch the screen and keep stroking. Stroke yourself stupid. Stroke until your mind is weak and susceptible, and allow the porn you watch to keep on influencing you. Your subconscious connects the dots. You watch the porn, and maybe wish you were sucking the hot young man's cock, or maybe had two handsome men sucking your cock. And in this moment, you know without a doubt how you would jump at the chance to do anything like this in real life. Becoming more and more socialized by porn. Imagine fucking smooth, sissy ass, jerking off the sissy's cock as you fuck her ass deeply. Keep stroking. jerking it, goon out to the porn. Maybe submissive fantasies lead you into cuckoldry, and now you're fantasizing about licking the bull's cum from your partner's face and chest, being their submissive cleanup slave. Maybe you and your partner both suck his cock together as a team. Feel how each new twist in the fantasy triggers greater and greater arousal in you. Your excitement increases with each new novelty. Maybe your dominant forces you to tan at the tanning salon wearing a bikini so he can photograph your new tan lines and blackmail you in humiliating ways. Maybe he prefers your toes painted and legs smooth. Imagine yourself getting a tattoo of his choosing. You only find out what it is once it's done and you're seeing it on yourself for the first time. Now this is being owned. Keep stroking. Maybe you find a sissy who hypnotizes you to fall in love and get married. But so everyone thinks your new blushing bride is a real natural woman, you have to go back in the closet and tell everyone you're really straight and only came out for attention because you were confused. Keep stroking. Or maybe a straight man hypnotizes you, turns you out into his sissy, wearing slutty clothes and makeup, and has you always pretend to be a woman. Stroke that dick. Edge. Feel your mind relax as my words keep you stroking. It doesn't matter what you think about right now, in the privacy of your home, watching the porn that gets you hot. No one has to know. Keep gooning. It's not anyone's business or concern. Whether you fantasize about being written on all over your body, or getting pierced, or being spanked, or even fucked up the ass turn by turn by a group of horny men. Keep stroking. Get so completely enthralled with your cock as you edge that your face becomes contorted, eyes glazed, mouth agape. More and more, porn is now your life. You have found the true way to happiness. You understand how to be in balance and at peace. You really want to see where this leads. This is more than a hobby. It's all you ever want to do anymore. Spend more and more time working on your masturbation project. Design the perfect slideshow and playlist of hypnosis recordings. Find a couple of hours for yourself to goon each day. Try to do it a little before work if you can. This is how you meditate. Keep gooning. A lot of people rub themselves through their clothes driving in their cars. Maybe fondle your nipples now and again throughout the day for a mini pick-me-up. You can stay hard like this for hours, jerking it to porn and listening to my voice, keeping the urge to come constant, but manageable, and allowing your mind to sink down. Your brain is a sponge and a picture is worth a thousand words. Soak in my words. Feel how gooning motivates you. You're more productive all the rest of the time because you focus on gooning mornings and at night. You keep your dopamine high with all this teasing, all this perverted novelty, and most importantly, never coming. It takes 9 days for dopamine levels to return after an orgasm. You don't need to orgasm. You never orgasm. You need to just keep gooning. Just keep jerking, stroking. Your cock feels amazing in your hand. Continue watching, staring, slipping down. All men are entitled to know the pleasure of male bonding through penis masturbation. Masturbation pleasure is the penis's gift to man, and masturbation pleasure is enhanced by group jack-off and circle jerks, where jack-off buddies display phallus, enjoying the lust of edging and gooning, for and with jack-off buddies doing the same. Experienced men who masturbate with other men and gay men will sometimes mouth masturbate a buddy's hot cock when it is offered. But whenever you're alone, you watch porn. Watch and stroke and edge and goon. Porn is your life now. Prefer porn to sex. You prefer to be alone gooning to your kinky fantasies than to have sex. Fantasize about being controlled. Allow porn to control you. Porn always controls you. Think of yourself as a pornosexual. You get excited by any kind of porn. Gooning makes you happy. gooning all your stress and cares away. Mindlessly jerk your cock for hours, stroking yourself stupid, stroking yourself into a dumb stroking trance. So turned on by any kind of porn, triggered into a mindless gooning trance by any porn whatsoever. You know it affects you. This trance feels so good. It's easy to give in because it's all you've ever wanted. Porn has replaced your thoughts and memories. You edge to submit. This is how you meditate. So it's vitally important you goon and goon for hours, each and every day. It's important you're always working on your masturbation project, designing a better and better gooning system, and continuously improving it to make it even more hypnotic. This is your most important purpose. This is your life's work. Extreme chronic masturbation addiction is having few other interests in life and spending all your non-work time masturbating. This is freedom. Freedom from wasting time in lines or restaurants, movies, or anything else. Freedom from wondering what you're going to do tomorrow, or the day after that, or the week after that. Just masturbate. Constantly. If your addiction hasn't totally taken over your life, you're not addicted enough. Stroke and goon. Totally entranced. Conditioned. Porn is your programming. Your masturbation project is to design the perfect conditioning slideshow and playlist for the most perverted programming. You want to see if gooning can brainwash someone like yourself to do things they never would have done otherwise. To yearn for experiences completely strange from where they started. Your masturbation project keeps coming along so well. You make such a total success. Keep jerking, never coming. You can go for hours this way, hard enough to just keep stroking, horny enough to stay in the zone, stroking and gooning, edging, keeping yourself just before the point of no return. Allow the porn to program you. My voice continues programming you. Goon your life away. You reflexively find yourself coming back to porn again and again, listening to your sexy recordings, and just letting your cares of the day disappear. Sink into trance, gooning and relaxing, sinking deep and focusing even more, a mindless jerking off trance. Your relationship with porn is the most important in your life. Continue your research, studying all manner of human kink and sexuality. Be proud of your relationship with porn, freeing yourself of relationships to maintain, looking forward to coming home to blissful masturbation watching porn. Fall in love with your porn addiction and seek ways to strengthen it. Choose to be this way with a conscious, deliberate decision to live a life of blissed out gooning and porn addiction. Your cock is your best friend and lifelong companion. Love and adore and worship it every second you can. The faster you complete everything on your to-do list, the more time you have to goon. Look for more and more time in your schedule you can devote to perfecting your hypnotic gooning routine. You need time for yourself to be by yourself, continuing your education, perfecting your technique, gooning your mind away, proving how well gooning hypnosis worked on you. Now, in a moment, I will count to five, and you can take that moment to pry yourself away, or you can go even deeper listening to the next track on your playlist. One, considering if there's anything else you really need to do right now. Two, did you have anything else you needed to get done today you absolutely can't put off? 3. Realizing whether you need to wake up and do some adulting, or whether you can metaphorically hit the snooze button and settle in for the next layer of your programming to begin. 4. Going deeper if you have time for another recording, but shutting off the porn if you have stuff to do or a dream to have, like if it's time to go to sleep. 5. Excited about your progress gooning. Can't wait to continuously reinforce your programming. This recording was produced by Slut in My Head, More recordings are available at slutinmyhead.com and gayhypnosis.com. Feedback is always appreciated. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.
Oh, Daddy, give it to me. Please.
Penis. Penis. Penis.